but they still, you know, if they had a pornographer come over and sleep in their house, they'd want to burn the sheets the next morning.
Luke Ford, who spent 7 years writing an internet gossip column about the adult entertainment industry for his own internet website, isn't sure what to make of it.
It's become popular and cool, acceptable in this 18 to 25 age group. My age group, I'm 37, my age group and up, we think porn is something that's shameful.
He guesses that it's an act of teenage rebellion, embracing one of society's last taboos.
How many films do you think have been shot here?
500.
Ford, who is often referred to as the Matt Drudge of adult entertainment, gave us a tour of a backyard porn set in a residential neighborhood of Chatsworth that's been used by porn directors for more than 20 years.
Got a little grass shack, bamboo shack.
Yeah, it's Gilligan's Island.
The Old West?
It's just like Hollywood.
Like the porn industry itself, it becomes less glamorous the closer you get.
Ready, action.
If you take away the accountants and the CEOs, you're left with a small, insular world filled with renegades and outcasts who like to flaunt society's rules.
Generally speaking, they come into this industry because this is the single easiest way that they can earn $1,000 in a day in 2 hours. It's not like we're losing people from going to medical school or business school or becoming lawyers.
I'm hoping to become a star. I love sex. Love sex and money, you know? What more can you ask for?
Fill one of these out. Have a seat on the sofa.
Hang around the World Modeling Talent Agency on Van Nuys Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, and one of the first things you notice is that there's no shortage of men or women eager to work in the business.
It's fun. I think it's awesome that, you know, like, to be like a sex icon. I think girls argue that it's a bad thing or crazy because, you know, everybody thinks you're beautiful. Everybody wants to meet you.
You'll also see why Fortune 500 companies making millions off the industry don't like to be publicly associated with it. It's a tough world.
Most girls who enter this industry do one video and quit. The experience is so painful, horrifying, embarrassing, humiliating for them that they never do it again.